Now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and we have Tayshaun.
Woo! How y'all doing today?
Great. And Christiana.
Awesome. Hello.
What's up?
You asking me?
That was a big woo.
Oh, yeah. It was a really big woo. I mean, one, I had a show last Friday at Family Famous at Black Market in Dudley, and that was really, really fun.
Yeah?
Yes, that was really fun. Me, Clark D, Gee, G Weeks, Sean Wire, crazy lineup.
It was fun. He does 2-4-B.
Yeah, God of 2-9-B.
Yeah, 2-9-B.
Yes,
yeah.
God of 2-9-B. That's Sean Wire. Follow him on SoundCloud, you know what I mean? Yeah, but I had that going on. I ended up making a lot of beats today, and I like being productive. That's fun. I went to Justin Clancy's album release.
Let's talk about your thing first.
Oh, talk about my thing?
Justin Clancy, but so how'd it go?
Oh, yeah.
Did Tia pop up?
No, Tia wasn't there.
Okay, shout out to Tia.
Tia wasn't there. It was tragic, but you know, your boy still had to go through and put on a show. You know what I'm saying? Like, It was okay. It was okay. You know, T, if you're listening, like, you know, it would have been great if you came through. But, like, you know, it's all good. Not playing. But legit, it was really fun. I did this thing where I made everybody take their phones out and, like, do, like, their flashlight.
Okay.
I made them wave it back and forth, and it felt like a concert. So I was like, yo, like, this is fire. And for the first time, I saw G Weeks perform because, like, he hasn't performed in a while. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't his first time performing, but he hasn't performed in a while. And then he just came out of the dungeons of his studio, and then he ended up just putting on, like, a crazy, crazy show. Like, people were moshing, like, drinks weren't being thrown because, you know, it's a black market, and, like, you know, we gotta respect the space.
Yeah.
But, like, it was just wild. Like, it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
That sounds nuts.
And I also performed, like, some new music off of Women Make Me Strong.
Nice.
Before I released it on Saturday. And I think I sent you everything.
I want to play a record off that, actually.
The record that everybody seems to like right now is Women Make Me Strong. The record Women Make Me Strong. Like, because the title track seems to be, like, everybody's, like, legitimate favorite. Because, like, everybody's been, like, messaging me, like, oh, my God, like, I love this song so much. And I'm like, hey, like, it's lit. I wanted you to love it. Yes.
Well, we have Promised Land, BSPT, and Miss Thang.
All right. So you can just play whatever your heart desires. You already played Miss Thang.
Yeah. So which are the other two?
Yeah. So, like, honestly, Promised Land has Billy Dean Thomas on it. And Bittersweet Pillow Talk just has me. You know what I mean? But, like, honestly, Promised Land is super, super dope.
All right. So, your performance went well. People are feeling the new album. Finally Famous was good. Family Famous.
Family Famous.
That's what's up, man. We gotta see if some of them have clean records, if they're that nice, you know?
Oh, no, they do. All of them do. I actually realized at that show that all of them had clean records.
Like, where are they?
Honestly, I realized that I had, here's the deal, right? I actually can't even send you the record that I was thinking about putting out, that I was thinking about sending you, because he hasn't released it yet, but they be stingy with releasing music, except for Clark D. Clark D always releases music.
Can you do
music.
Me a favor?
Yes.
Hit everyone that flyer up and be like, yo, I'm actually on the radio too, so
yeah.
Send me some clean records.
Nah, they know. It's just like, they're just like, no, I can't send it out. Like, you know, they like being artist secretive. You know what I'm saying?
But don't they have any songs out? They don't have any publicly released material?
Yeah, yeah, they do. I mean, some of them, I just don't know where to find it. Like, I couldn't find it somewhere.
They have to send it to you.
Yeah.
Just ask them.
Like, but no, well, dude, don't you think I do?
Like,
yo, don't
you
think?
This, right? Yeah.
Don't you think? Yo, don't you think I? All right, don't you think I? Don't you think I already like ask though?
No.
Okay, fine. Well, here's the deal. All right, well, fine. Here's the deal. I'll do it.
Ask them. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll ask them.
And explain to them that if they take their careers seriously, it makes sense to have clean records.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why would you put a ceiling on yourself? You get it. You have clean records. It's just wild, like, what people, you know, you can lead them to the water, but we're done with rappers after this season anyway.
Strictly singers.
Nah, we're going country.
And yeah.
That's that.
So. Submit country records as submissions at LFOD.
LFODradio.com. Actually, because we're just hanging out, it's summertime. If you're tuned in, you want to call in 855-915-9636. Or if you're online listening, tweet at us at LiveFreeODRadio. But let's talk about Justin Clancy, because first of all, if you go to our pages, you can see the video with the audio, clean audio, station audio, of Justin performing Japanese Denim live in studio with Matt Blanchett on guitar.
Woo-woo.
And he had his release party last night, and his album, The Color Blue, drops this Friday, even though his favorite color is black.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened last night?
Yo, so it was wild. It was fun. He had a really great icebreaker. It was like, he asked everybody what their favorite color was and, you know, just like where they was from, everything like that. Played the album. So I heard it firsthand, the whole thing. I think it's seven tracks, right? So basically every single song on the album sounds blue.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I've so, also like, heard it, so.
Yeah, so like, every single song on it does sound blue, but not like the blue like where it's sad.
Right.
It's like there's like one song on there that I would probably label as sad. But it's not even like a sad, sad song. It's like a sad song because like it talks about difficult situations and overcoming them. You know what I'm saying? And it gets very specific on which situations those are. And all around, like, the production was just, like, insanely, like, you know, colorful. Like, it was, like, it definitely played within, like, you know, the actual theme of the record. You know what I mean? Like, it was definitely, like, you know, saturated in, like, every regard. You know what I mean? So, like, the production was, like, crisp and, like, punchy. And, like, the melodies were, like, really, really smooth. Like, it doesn't really sound like anything that I've heard, like, in mass for, like, a really, really long time. You know what I mean? Like, I've never, like, I've heard live instruments, you know what I mean? But, like, the way he incorporates them on the actual album is just nuts. You know what I mean? He has a song with Michael Christmas on there, and Michael Christmas comes through with a pretty dope verse, and that's the only feature on the whole thing. But, like, regardless, like, the whole record is just, like, the whole record is just, like, really, really dope. And the outro track has, like, one of the coolest outros to it because it does, like, a beat change. And as he was breaking down, like, the album, he was like, yeah, so, like, the last song, it's kind of like a credits moment for the entire album. And I was like, yo, that's super dope. That's freaking ill. Like, that's dope. And there's a lot of cool people there, too. But all around, it was just great.
What do you mean, like, a credits moment?
All right, so, like, you know how in movies, like, you know how in movies, like, they always have, like, the closing credits? Yeah. And, like, there's always a song that, like, plays at the closing credits? That's basically what he did with, like, that last, with his last record. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was in the same tone, but it was more exciting because, like, it starts off really, really slow. And then, like, towards the end of it, like, there's a skit that happens, and then it kind of just picks up, you know what I mean? And, like, it's super, super cool. And honestly, like, I didn't notice that because I was like, yo, like, this is just cool. Like, I was just listening. But then he was like, oh, yeah, this is, like, a credits moment for, like, the entire record. And I was like, wow.
Like an end cap. That's dope. That's cool.
Yeah,
Sonic,
man.
Pay attention to the Sonic qualities, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you have to do when it comes to a listening party. Like, you have to see, like, yo, like, this is a listening party.
Even when you're making the album, you know, that takes a level of thought.
Yeah, and it's just like, he, It took him a whole year to put that together. And honestly, that was a year well spent. Just saying, right. Like, anybody that's listening, like, Justin Clancy, The Color Blue, might want to get that on y'all Spotify, Apple Music.
He's out of here, right? He's out of here after this one.
Oh,
right?
Actually, yeah. Like, he should be. Because the record... because the singles that he dropped, they're super dope on top of that. Like, the singles that he dropped, they're super, super dope. And he's dropping another single before the actual release of the thing. And he ended up divulging that information to us anyway. So, like, yeah.
What is it?
I can't tell you that. He said, I can't tell you. He said, I'm not even supposed to be telling you that I'm dropping a single, but I told you anyway. But, yeah. Those are his words, not mine.
What type of spy are you? This is why we send you these events. To get the exclusives.
But here's the deal. Right? It's secretive, though.
Is it Nirvana?
I think it is.
All right.
I think it is.
Stay tuned.
I remember him like really bigging it up.
Justin Clancy and find out. Like I said, that live video is up on our site. It was definitely dope. Shout out to Clancy, man. Shout out to you for checking that out. Appreciate that. Mass Apparel for hosting. And everyone who's putting that thing together. We play a ton of Justin Clancy on here. We don't. He's right. We played all his songs, though. So we're going to play one of your songs. This is Promised Land off of Women Make Me Strong by Tayshaun Taylor.
Apple Music and Spotify and SoundCloud and everything else.
Out everywhere. Woo! Like we said, if you're tuned in, 855-915-9636 at LiveFreeOD Radio on Twitter. If you're an artist, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us something. I've been imprisoned in my feelings, nobody bothered to hear it. I had some problems, had some baggage, and people fear it. They scared of connection, scared of passion, scared of obsession. Being bonded to love for so long is always impressive, but I wanna know your intentions. It's not that hard to love me, but keep me focused, keep me hopeful. See if you're still lucky, see if you'll still hug me. Even if I'm at my ugliest, see if you'll still love me without all that lovey-dovey. This shit entice me with your energy, use your mind to enlighten me. Shine your light to me, try to restore a little life in me. Cause throughout our lives some things got harder with time. Cause sex got easy to get and love got harder to find. And I'm just hoping that sometimes I'll be only your mind. And I hope I'm on yours, like you're always on mine. And I hope you're always on time whenever I call you. And if you give me all of you, then I'm gonna give my all to you. I promise you, just tell me if it's real, baby. How you feel, baby? Just hold me close, cause things been going down for real, baby. I had some scars that I'm hoping that you can heal, baby. Cause things got dark and some people been acting real shady. She show it, she don't tell me that she different. She took my hand with persistence to loosen me from constriction, huh? She says she wanna love me, she says she trusts me. She wanna take me to the promised land, to the promised land.
Ain't no way to fail. Come be the chip to Dale. Why give you chips when I give you trips? You're high like a carousel. Flyer than birds that wail over my ocean of seas. Black Hercules. I'll give you gardens of Eden. Key to my heart, key to my freedom. Break us apart means I don't need them. I don't need them. So listen to art. Music is listening, God. Shining, I'm glistening hard. Risen a star. Follow the north. Follow the heart. Follow the force. Universe pulling us back like. Pause at the stoplight. Making a left. Setting the love burn. Stronger than sage might. Clear out her life. She making a space for me. I'm winning her love. It feel like Monopoly. Drunk off you so sloppily. Sharing everything out my soul, my psyche sees. Bugging out cause I just did that like Nike. you, life just feels so right to me. And that's life, you see.
got a lot.
The whip's so plain and the fist so plain. Hate to step foot on the ground because the kick's so plain. But I know you're real. The way you look at me, you kinda made me feel.
Mistakes, all the pain, all the shame has a reason and a season. One day at a time, through all the ups and the downs, the trials and the storms, hard to believe in more. Everything pulling you down, anything pulling you down, let it be, let it be.
Sun, but you stayed in the rain, lived in the dark, cause you were scared to fall. But then you realize you can open your eyes and you can change it all. Just take another step, take another breath. Easy with yourself, limit any stress. Build a picture in your head of what you're missing, and instead of feeling like a victim, make a mission just to get ahead. Life is a gift, gotta fight to exist. But you can change that perception. Get excited to live. Positive thoughts will erase any fear. Gotta harness the strength, be grateful you're here. More motivation with less contemplation. But really, why you be even waiting? You can act today. So one day when you're old and gray, you can smile looking back at your accolades. Just imagine it, living clean for the happiness. Just know that exists.
On Live Free or Die Radio. That was the new Abyss featuring Ashleen Peartree. Hold the Light. Before that, we had Nikki Jean, Mr. Clean featuring Lupe Fiasco. And we kicked that block off with Tayshaun Taylor, Promised Land featuring Billy Dean Thomas.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I was just Today's the last day for submissions for the Alumni Cypher Series. It says it closed on the 19th. I don't know if they're going to give you till midnight or what, but if you're interested, hit up beatclubpodcast.com. I was just shooting out some texts, making sure we know who's going to be in the Cyphers this year. So far confirmed, we have Ant Thomas, Mertz, Prano, Seti, Zoo, Tayshawn Taylor, Tim Nyan, Champ Chuck, Ash the Monolith, DL, Oompa, Philly G, Balin, Chatham the Sun, and G.I.s. We also have Strong Maybe from Paranom, and also from Shalom the Poet.
This lineup.
Do you want to hear the no's, or do you just want to be surprised?
I want to hear the no's.
We have a no from Bakari JB. We have a no from Bug Out. We have a no from Justin Clancy. That makes sense. He's not a rapper anymore. He's out of here. We have a no from Flash and Knuckles. We have a no from Rex. And we have a no from Mr. Latrell James as of a few minutes ago.
My heart hurts. The lineup is fire, but oh, man.
Scheduling, it's all good, guys. Wild. A lot of people are traveling in July.
True that.
It's just one of those things that's wild. It's like the potential for this, if we ever got all yeses, would be earth-shattering.
This whole room would not exist.
Earth-shattering.
This whole room would
but
not exist.
But even with the yeses, I'm feeling good because, I mean, you know Tayshawn's going to come through with something.
Hey!
Prano low-key bodies everything he does. Ant's going to be cool. Mertz said he's going to write his this year, which is a twist for him. Seti is, you know, the Cypher King. Tim always goes super hard. Champ Chuck raps literally once a year at this, and it's hilarious. You heard his last year?
No, I don't think I did.
I might play it. You didn't hear it? I'll play it. Yo, yeah, play listen it. To Champ Chuck. Shout out to Champ Chuck, man. I was at Overdog Radio last week after this for the final episode, and they really, you know, their contributions will definitely be missed, but will not be overlooked when all is said and done here on the, when we go back and look back at what happened here in Boston during this time period. Shout out to them for sure. You know what else was wild?
What?
Yo, Billy Loman. He's talking spicy. He's saying Overdog Radio can take LFOD Radio on the court. Ooh. I said maybe. Honestly,
I mean, I don't play ball, yo. Honestly, I don't play ball. I don't think we really play like
ball
that.
Over here. But like, it.
I was the best point guard on my B team in middle school.
Were you?
I was.
Okay.
Got to play with the A team one time.
Okay, so you're running point. You're with the A team now. So you're running point. I think we're going to be chippy, though.
Like, I don't play ball, dog.
You don't play any?
Nah. I don't play any basketball.
And you're tall, so you've heard this your whole life.
Yeah, like, nah, it's even worse because all my brothers do.
Oh.
All my brothers, they're all like Division I athletes. And I'm.
Do they look like you? Can we swap one out?
Yeah, I mean, one of them.
No, this is Tayshawn, I swear.
Nah, my oldest brother, I'd say he's the closest one to looking like me, but he's like also like two of me, so it'll be very hard to like, okay. Like, yeah, this is Tayshawn.
No, two of you, so he's
he's like two of me.
He's jacked up.
He's jacked. Yeah, okay. He's huge. He's like huge. He's a little bit taller than me, but yeah, but he's big.
Okay.
He's a big man.
All right. Well, we probably won't be playing ball against them, but
yeah. But Smash Bros, ooh, y'all don't want to see me in that.
Okay,
y'all want to see me in Smash Bros.
I'll count it with that.
Bro.
I'll let them know.
Yeah, see me in them video games.
They could beat us at like a dab contest, you know. They have all sorts of random talents, but you know, we got them with the longevity though.
Oh no, of course. Sorry.
I got
like, boom. All right, yo.
Yo.
That's crazy.
Anyway, Champ Chuck is one of my favorite dudes on here for the Cypher because he just comes out and talks that talk. So, yeah, man. We'll just get right into it, you know?
Yeah.
And we got to talk about... We don't want to talk about it, but we're going to talk in a lot more detail in September, but we got to acknowledge, you know, the passing of a very polarizing rap superstar, I guess you could say. And all I really would say about it is... The corniest thing to me about it is the people going out of their way to make it public that they do not feel an RIP is deserved to this person. And if you're talking about that, then you got to look at yourself, I think, a little bit. If someone dies and your first thought is to talk about why no one should be sad that person died, you know, do a little soul searching and maybe, you know, figure some things out. That's really the weirdest. That's the thing that stood out the most to me about it is that takes a lot of. It's one thing. It's maybe one thing if you're mixing it up in a conversation, but if your like initial statement is this person does like, I don't know. You don't know really anyone that close. That's really just not for you to even decide.
Yeah, exactly.
Who deserves to live and die? You know. So
even so, like celebrating a death is like. Celebrating someone else's death is like really messed up. You
right.
know what I mean?
There's like, a serious. Yeah.
Like, it's like terrifying to like even think that, like, hey, like someone could possibly be celebrating my death because of the mistakes that I've made. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, that's insane to me. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like in regards to that situation, I feel like if your initial thought is to be like, hey, you know, I don't like, you know, this person, so like I'm kind of glad that they're gone, then yeah, definitely, like, soul search, like, you have to like look at yourself and be like, hey, like, what gives you the right to say something like that?
Right. Yeah, just celebrating death is when you make it black and white, that's what you're doing. And
yeah.
That's
yeah, just like, yeah, like, I don't know. It's just like you can always just be like, you know, silent on the matter, but you shouldn't celebrate somebody's death just because you didn't like who they were as a person at
right.
the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, that's still somebody's son. That's still somebody's best friend. That's still somebody's, close relative. That's still somebody's, like, you know, coworker or anything like
right.
that. Even so, it's like this person has had human relationships with other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you just don't want that energy in your life anyway. I don't even want that. I mean, because when he died, honestly, I'm not shocked. Because what did he talk about? Almost nothing but death.
Yeah.
And you talk about it enough, it just comes. You know, you kind of, you know, whatever you feel about manifesting things and stuff like that, it might not be that deep. But if you are constantly engaged in that topic, then... You're gonna attract that type of energy around you, so
most definitely.
Like your boy Tekashi might not be far behind him, but he seems like he rolls with a lot of police, is what I've been hearing.
He's scary,
bruh. Yo, it's so funny because
it's funny
because
that dude is wild negative, but it seems like his is more of an act, so he's kind of.
He got himself together yesterday.
Moving
he was
along.
Like,
what happened yesterday?
I think he posted some video and he was like, I troll too much. Basically, like, I need to take it down a notch.
Yeah. Yeah. At least, yeah. He's playing with some people that don't really.
He's playing with people that don't really play around.
Yeah.
Like, it's real. Like, as soon as I saw Lil Reese's name in there, I was like, you don't know why I know Lil Reese is, like, crazy, though? Because I think Joey Bad, he said something about 300K. He was like, we're finally doing it, hashtag 300K. And then Lil Reese was like, what that mean? I was
Checked
like, what?
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, bro, it's my Spotify listens, or, like, it's my streaming numbers, da-da-da-da.
You weren't even allowed to claim 300K.
Like
anything.
Yeah, he was like, no, because 300K means like 300, like, you know, F300. You know what I mean? Like, that's his set. That's his
right.
gang. You know what I mean? So, like, when you say 300K, like, it means, like, I'm disrespecting your gang. You know what I'm saying? Like, all your people can die. You know what I mean? And he was like, oh, word? Like, that's what it means? And he was like, oh, it's like that? And I was like, wait, like... My man's just talking about music numbers.
You got like 300,000.
Yeah.
Right all the way out.
Yeah, I was like, yo.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this dude Tekashi, like, he has to keep running because at the end of the day, if they catch him lacking, it's to rap. But that's what I'm saying. It's just a matter of like here's the deal. Like when it comes to actual life, when it comes to actual existence and an actual like heartbeat and pulse, like you don't ever want to play around with somebody's life. You know what I'm saying? Which is why I didn't want to talk about this today, because it actually infuriated me, because like people were sitting here talking about this situation. Well, I heard some talking about the situation, like, hey, like, you know, like you have to completely like, you know, like just ignore people's feelings and ignore like the things that they go through in their lives. You know what I'm saying? So like the reason why some people, the reason why some people felt so strongly about that is because like they like suffered some kind of abuse that he was like, you know, being accused of. So like some people see that as an opportunity to be like, you know what, I'm gonna be bitter. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's just like it doesn't really make much of a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still a bad thing that you would wish death upon somebody else, really.
But oh,
like,
yeah. Dude, I'm not saying he was a good person. I'm not saying... I don't know anything about his story. I'm just saying if you... Yeah, you could probably find better places to put your energy.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, if anything, it's
It's probably weird to see people saying rest in peace to someone that, you know, did something that to you is unforgivable. But once again, you're not the, you know, we don't know what's been going on. He did put a lot of bad energy out there, though.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously it circled back. So, but I'm not from Florida. I don't know why it happened. The people there probably know exactly why it happened. Who did, like, you know how it is. Like,
yeah.
There's probably, it's probably has to do with something we've never even heard about,
mm-hmm.
you know, or maybe, you know, someone who was affected by his previous actions. But, you know, it did seem like his overall message, he was trying to push something bigger than that. And sometimes that happens where there's just really terrible people whose overall message happens. We've talked about that. We're going to talk about it more because Tia wants to talk about it.
Mm.
Or we want to have it thought out more and like really delve into it. But we've talked about some of the most revered musicians out, you know, John Lennon. Imagine, like, one of the most peaceful songs ever. So beat the hell out of you. Like, it's people are not easy to put into boxes of good and bad. And
yeah.
So I don't judge. So anyway, that's our brief pop culture moment, I guess. But yeah, all I'm saying is if you got to, don't talk about stuff you're not about or what you don't want to be about, you know? And
yeah, exactly.
You don't need to have a comment. Those people seem like they're reaching for their own attention. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're blasting on my Facebook or Twitter, it's like, you want attention off someone's death because you feel like they deserve...
People who are posting the videos is like, that's another level.
No, I'm not trying to see the video.
Yeah, that's...
We're so desensitized to death. Of it's wild. Anyway,
I just feel like we should value life.
Yeah,
let's just value life. Let's value life. Let's value like the people around us, and most importantly, let's value the lives of people that even though we may not like them, somebody else will.
Right.
And somebody else will see several redeeming qualities in them because they know something that you don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I feel like everybody should just appreciate life, because at the end of the day, it may not be a life that more or less like, you know, like relates to yours, but it definitely relates to somebody else's, and somebody else would definitely feel strongly about like the other person.
Yeah.
Even though like you can't actually relate. At the end of the day, just appreciate a life for what it is.
And
life,
treat yourself with that same level, because you might not see anything good in yourself, but other people might see a lot of great things. So
exactly.
Treat yourself with that same love. So, and let's go from there. Life is beautiful, man. Love free or die. love or die. You
love
know?
Free or die. Let's get it.
So we're going to play the jam. This is the 2017 Alumni Cypher Part 4 featuring Champ Chuck, Notoriety, Darius Haywood, and Ant Thomas. Rest in peace, Overdog Radio. Shout out to everybody else. Chuck will be back this year with bars. Listen to how he goes at Bakari. He goes at me. He just talks so much. You know, look at him in his polo and the...
Wait, in this cypher, right?
Yeah, this cypher's dope.
Yes.
So, this is one of my favorites. This is from last year. It's just a taste of what is coming next year. Produced by First Official, of course. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio. Let's get into this. We got Stay True in the building.
Peace. piece to stay
covering true. Media. They're doing all the videos. Those will be out soon. They also put together the Beat Club podcast, which connected us with First Official, who produced all of the records you're going to hear. They also run the Stu Showcase. The next one is on August 13th. They got Black Milk coming out from Detroit. Nice. That's going to be 21 plus. It's on August 13th at the Wonder Bar. And if you're tuned in, if you use promo code LFOD, you can get $10 off your tickets. That's at thestewshowcase.com/buy-tickets. Anyway, we'll have that flyer out and stuff, but I'm excited for that. Black Milk is the man. But we got First Official on the boards. We got Champ Chuck about to set it off.
What up?
We got Darius Hayward, Notoriety, and Ant Thomas in the building. This is the final cipher of the third annual LFOD Alumni Cipher Series. We'll be back next year with more, but for right now, we're going to close things off strong. Whenever you boys are ready. Once this beat starts playing. There it is.
Yo, real quick, peace to First Official. Homie's an absolute animal. Hey, yo. It's like a once a year thing, ready? Yo. I'm feeling like Tupac at the juice spot. Bought a dunk on Bakari at Hoop Hop. Still got some stash money in a shoebox. Others claim to keep it real, but they do not. I need a new whip, never mind new kicks. I'm at Ruth's Chris with two chicks, leaving huge tips. Serve it talking my ear off about the new shrimp. The world is mine, cause I seen it on a huge blimp. Me and your mom Dukes could have banged. Word, I was almost in a good dad gang. They look at me like you should have changed, but I don't judge even if you look mad strange. Word, and if you didn't, dog, you about to know me. Big Champ, the new host of LFOD. Tell Sam, keep it moving like an OZ. Matter of fact, the whole P I'm playing, that's the homie.
Damn.
Whoa.
Nice.
He drew a line in the sand.
It's been drawn.
Champ Chuck with the line in the sand.
Peace to the homie, Sam.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Vital, I believe you're up next, my dude.
Check it. Vital.
Turntables till the tables get turned. Does the city have a sound? It's really none of my concerns. Still riding for myself, riding through the hairpins. F1 while I burn one with my cousin. Story of the tour seems sweet, but what a struggle. Look a thief in the eye, snap a pick, stay humble. Whetstone for the mind to sharpen me cleavers. Then I add it to the armory, tidal wave of karma. Copper boogie board, ride it to your front door. That's how the score gets settled. Burn it brighter than you did it. Give it back to your community. Daps and hugs, reminiscing on the times you had me messed up. With the team celebrating with our cups up. You thought that I was just a muggle, getting sorcerer's stone. Notoriety trimming fat, and you could tell by the tone. We the kings of the Coliseum, everywhere that we roam. Vital.
Hey.
Yeah.
East side in.
Yeah. As I get infinite insight from pipe vapors to hit the stage and steal the show just like capers. Not just the sounds, I be like vibing vibrations. Our mission is unlock all the sleeping minds from their vices. To life preserve all my people in crisis. Just recognize we had to struggle while you got to coast mostly. Take a moment, master focus through potent delicioso. Yo, it's Kiko Fuego, Oso De Ortiz. Tyrone Lobo, smell me rapping from like miles away. It's the sum of my rappers, 27 day old cheese. We lost power on the quarter from the second to third. Tati Marie, surrogate mother through second and third. Love you.
Hey. Check. From the east, Yeah. Check. Look. Look. Now if we talking about the best, I need my mention off top. I learned over time, it's more easy to watch. Don't at me, unless you want music or something funny. No, it's weird to you, I didn't say money. I ain't built off that, I'm built off pride, I'm built off rap. That old one Jada feel, once you tear off the pack. I hear filler from like way in the back, but I'm way too gone. I'm steps ahead and I just gave you a lap. And I don't even have a visual, but you probably feel like you know me. My words pivotal, pay attention, it's clinical. Sam says 16 bars, I said cuff it. I might just wig in hair until they cut it. So I weave through the smooth BS when I'm in public. If I'm messing with it, I'm messing with you. Never no budget, yeah. From the east side of the five, know what's killing you to see us so alive. Brockton.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
Yeah. It's me, right? Ant Thomas. Yeah. Everybody wanna be famous. Me, I'd rather put them up, work and be nameless. Cause I'm up close and I know how that fame get. Have you barely recognizing people you came with? Hurting ones around you from success that you staying with. Envy and jealousy, but we know what the devil breed. Stay calm when the metal squeeze. I can make enemies, but they gon' make themselves with their own hating tendencies. I'm just talk that state of my brain. We killing ourselves, we the new KKK. Damn, it's a hot summer. In Boston, they kicking us out on like 5 summers. I see the newcomers, we losing culture. See the pressure we under, but I ain't by myself. I got my dogs with me, and we gooned out 100 deep.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
That gentrification talk.
Big fan.
Speak on it. Speak on it, sir. Speak on it, sir.
You gotta speak on that.
Yeah, man.
Well, that was the fourth installment of the third annual LFOD Alumni Cypher Series.
Shout out to Live Free or Die Radio, man.
Okay. LFOD. Man.
Appreciate that.
The big
Now we got some beat left.
You know, the key is to stay away from they. Stay away from they.
They try to keep it down, I wanna see you fly. It's how you go to school and work a 9 to 5. They say that's what people have to do to survive. They should've told you that was all a lie. A lie, they will identify. You when they line up and look you in the eye. Snitch, snitch. Ain't no friend of mine.
Nope.
Ain't the type to raise their hand in court and testify. Got some bullies out in Bean Town, a Bedford stop. Young black and wild, got police petrified. They shoot us down, how much longer will we let that slide? We don't dab, we multiply. And we getting stronger every minute. They don't ever wanna see you winning. These words that I've written bring my dreams to fruition. So I deserve every single blessing that I'm getting. You see me eating good turkey bacon with the egg white.
Egg white.
They don't want you to live your best life.
They
want you to stop, I'm running red lights. They don't want you to get your bread right. They hate the way that we live. They try to poison our kids and flip Michigan, the system we in. It ain't built for us, so what's ruckus we bring?
We bring.
They don't want you to be the greatest. They don't want radio to play this. Keep 10 toes down on the pavement. Why you always hate? They wanna own everything you created. Can't blame me, must be mistaken. No discussion, no debating. Figures up what they say. What they say, we don't give a f what they say. Cause they said that you would never make it one day. Upgrade to a Lambo from a Hyundai. Pushing the figures in the air, tell them full day.
Full day,
full day. Stay away from that, stay away from that.
Full day. Yo, they wanna eat but won't hunt for the meal. They just here for the b**ts and the b**ts. They be looking so mad when I close another deal. On the real, I don't give a f**k how they feel. They put Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill. They playing with your mind like a slave in the field. You can't live your life cause you work to pay bills. So strong, smell the work through the seal. They hide behind computer screens and keyboards. They say you change, you ain't the same as before. They hating cause I'm getting paid to record. Sold out shows, it's media on their feet for. Road wasn't always this clear at the detour. Go through some ups and downs like a seesaw. They use the media as a decoy. They try to distract you from the world that they destroy. These little raps be like 5'6". Wearing mascara on their eyelids. They can't dress themselves, they hire stylists. Who co-sign this? Mindless rhyming. They say they bad, yo, why you lying? I seen your girl, she shaped like a lineman. All these boys you're idolizing. I despise them, line them up, stop firing.
They don't want you to be the greatest. They don't want radio to play this. Keep 10 toes down on the pavement.
Why you
always here? They wanna own everything you created. Can't blame me, must be mistaken. No discussion, no debate.
Figures up what they say.
What they say. We don't give a fuck what they say. Cause they said that you would never make it one day. Upgrade to a Lambo from a Hyundai. Pushing figures in the air, tell them full day.
Full day.
America, the free is what you promised me. America ain't free, now why'd you lie to me? America, the free is what you promised me. America ain't free, now why'd you lie to me?
why'd you lie to me? America, the free is what you promised me. America ain't free, now why'd you lie to me? America, the free is what you promised me. America ain't free, now why'd you lie to me? America, the free is what you promised me.
Shout out Carlito Sofrito. I actually like that record, but it seems like he sent me the show mix, so...
Now here's the deal, right?
Damn.
Now here's the deal, right?
I hope Brandon's not tuned in.
All right, so here's the deal. I think I know what happened.
What?
So like the whole verse was like so like dirty. He was like, "Yo, like the whole verse, it had too many swears in it." So he just sent the instrumental.
I kind of want to run
still,
the record.
That was the clean version. It was still, that was the clean version. You feel me? That was heat. You feel me? That was fire, yo. Shout out, Carl.
Wow, Carlito Sofrito, new album out now, 10-4. But, yo, send me the song next time. Damn.
I was actually really happy. And I was like, wait, is this the show mix?
That was amazing. You want to try the other song he sent me and see if that's also the show mix?
No, try that one.
We'll be back if this is the show mix. Tay just did the Miro slide out of his chair. He's on the floor now. Yo, Carlito, man.
Oh my god.
Carlito, man. Can't trust those engineers, man. You gotta double check.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know That's whose crazy. Fault that was.
I don't want no beef.
You know what's funny is when. All right, man. Yo, check out Carlito Sofrito, though. America video out now. This is a cool record. It's funny because he dropped it and then Gambino did his right after, but you can't call that. But it's cool. So, damn.
All right, I'm back.
Why are you laughing at people like that?
No, I was laughing because I was
the situation's
like, wow.
funny.
The situation's funny. Like, nah.
He'd get it. He's
yeah. Nah, it's all good, bro. Honestly, I really want to hear the tracks, though. I really wanted to hear the tracks, though. Like, those tracks
hopefully
sound
we'll
crazy.
Hopefully, we'll have them next week. you know who's going to come through next week? Esh the Monolith.
Yeah.
He's going to swing by and say what up. He's got a show to promote in July. And as you know, we'll be doing ciphers.
Boom.
All month. So I told him he's going to come in right now. So he's going to come in next week and we're going to do that. I cannot wait for the ciphers this year. About to level up once again.
Crazy. Always level up.
Take
him
through the roof. That's why everyone I rock with keeps getting better. And we keep getting better with them. And it's a dope symbiosis, etc. Yo, we're going to play. We got. I kind of want to just go for the M-Dot streak, but we got to give someone else some love. This is the Hashassins. Come on. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back next week. Artists, submissions at LFODradio.com. If you got them, send them.
Boom.
I want to hear them.
Boom.
Christiana, see you next week.
See you next week.
Tayshawn.
Woo!
You were super quiet today, but that's cool. And, yeah. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, LFOD Radio, except for Twitter's Live Free OD Radio, because Christiana's getting bored, you know. She wants the mentions. Plus, yeah, you know, she's got to get our numbers up for this internship to look good on paper, so help her out. Help her out. The assassins, come on, you're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Too quick now, come on. Still waiting to get rich now, come on. So sit down if you now, come on. Get down with the get down, come on. This is happening too quick now, come on. Still waiting to get rich now, come on. So sit down if you now, come on. It's been a scoop, hand the flyers out at the institute. Never meant to hoop, that's why I'm rhyming. 12-hour shift, come home, microwave rhyming. Then it's on it, I'ma get the vibing with the vinyl spinning. Final loop that no one's heard, that's called winning. Call